Okay, we're going to go live here. Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It is 5:05 p.m. on Tuesday, August 10th, 2021. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Penrod.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
In your Dropbox were the minutes from our last meeting. And that was, I'll get there. There we go. July 27th, were there any changes or corrections?
I had none.
Okay.
None.
Can I have a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes as presented from the July 27th Board of Works meeting.
I just want to sit back here.
You were.
And, yes.
I'll second. Okay. Walton second. Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the street bid award. Kelly?
Yeah, this is the package we sent out to three bidders. Niblock was the only one that bid on it. After reviewing it, be my recommendation to award it to Niblock for $235,900.
Was that about the range that you thought it was going to be?
Yeah.
Okay. Questions of Kelly?
No.
Okay, I'll make a motion. We award the street paving bid to Niblock Excavating in a grand total of $235,900 as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Nicole gives to Walt the second. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the encroachment agreement for 739 North Long Ridge Road. Hello, come on up.
Hey.
Hello.
You must be Rebecca?
Yeah.
You go by Rebecca?
I go by Becca.
Okay. Hi, Becca. Glad to have you here. So tell us what you want to do, please.
So we want to build a privacy fence on just our backyard. It's a new build that was built last year, so we just moved into it. Privacy fence.
Okay.
Nothing special.
Okay. Are there any concerns about utilities, Chip?
Just there's a sewer line back there, but
okay.
Saying that if we need to, mm-hmm. the odds that we ever need to are slim to none.
Yep. So we usually tell individuals that if we approve it, we will, to the best of our ability, take down your fence. If it has to be an emergency, we'll let you know if it's not an emergency, but it's at your expense to put it back up. Because you're building on top of the sewer line, just so you know. Okay. Any questions regarding the request? Okay. Can I have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the request for the encroachment at 739 North Long Ridge Road, Columbia City.
Okay.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Thank you, Beth. Rosie, just serve Becca before she goes. Becca, before you go, what's her next step? I know I usually ask that, but I want to make sure she's aware.
Since Nathan's here, I'll probably send it back with him.
Okay.
And then she just goes back to the pond, correct?
When you're ready to actually get the fence permit, see our office, pick up the document that they're signing, you'll need to record it, and then come back and actually get the fence permit from our office.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, next up is Columbia City Connect. Leslie.
Hello.
Hello.
Just wanted to request the waiver for the utilities for First Friday. In our agreement with the city, we have that for each year we will make that request. Waiving the use of water, which we are not using currently, had used a couple of months, and do a utility request for the use of the band only. All of our vendors bring their own generator,
So it's just the sound equipment that's being plugged in effectively?
Okay. That's right.
I know we've done that in the past, and that's obviously good for downtown, other things like that. So any concerns with that?
Nope.
Okay. I'll make a motion. We approve the waiver for Columbia City Connect regarding utilities, utility connections for downtown events.
Second.
And that's for this year. Okay. Motion and second. You good with that? Okay. All those in favor, show the usual sign. It's unanimous.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I will say that she's done a fantastic job on this. Cleans up after the event. Make sure all the containers are empty.
Great. We wish every downtown event did that.
Yeah.
So thank you for setting a great example.
Yeah.
I appreciate
you.
That.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Okay. Next up, Nicole's favorite time of night.
My favorite.
Bills.
I will make a motion to pay all accounts payable vouchers in the amount of $964,761.36, dated August 10th, 2021.
I'll second. Further discussion or questions? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $243,262.30. Plus overtime in the amount of $4,885.85 for the pay file ending 7/30/21.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Department reports. Chip.
Nothing to report.
Questions of Chip. Mike.
Nothing. It's too hot to be working.
It's what?
Too hot to be
it's
working.
It's too hot to be working. I don't believe that for some reason. Tom?
Nothing other than my written report.
Okay. Questions? Thank you. Kelly?
Nothing. No. I'm just trying to match Mike's enthusiasm. Now wait till council.
Okay. You don't want to tell Nicole what's going on?
What's that?
You don't want to tell Nicole what's going on?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's
chopped liver over there.
That's weird.
I forgot Nicole.
You forgot Nicole?
I can check with you after.
Well, we did get the striping all completed through town.
It looks nice.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Ellis did a good job on that. We had Bainham doing that. And then Brooks finished up construction on that last week. And Freebird's Barricade did the other striping that we have them do every year through town.
Mm-hmm.
Finished that up. And then just been working on, I did have a report to put out. Anyway, no, I can't find it.
That's okay.
Just other things. I can't remember what
they are.
Come back to me.
Questions? Questions of Kelly? Now that I put him on the spot.
Tell him about
Terry.
I don't have anything other than my written report I sent out.
Questions of Terry? Thank you. Mike?
They start moving equipment in today. I'm not sure what equipment for the 700 East project. TRE, we had another set of samples go out today, and I spent today reviewing. We've got the new plan for that they sent to us.
Yep.
I was reviewing that this afternoon. I also got some information on our EQ that we've been working on. We were going to replace the pumps, and we've stumbled on two. Our reps came back, and they have a trade-in program. So we may take our old one that doesn't work, trade it in on a new model. So we're still working on that. And then I also spent time doing red lines on the agreed order through IDEM this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent mine to Austin. He's going to review it and come back. And then it'll probably come to you tomorrow morning.
Great. So this past week, Thursday, Austin and Mike and I met in Indianapolis with IDEM to talk about the toxicity issue that we've been having now for, 4 years now?
Yeah, 3.5.
Yeah, 3.5 years. So something where every time we think we have it nipped, it pops up in another location. They were, I mean, I think they were impressed by how much we had been doing. I think, you know, they always kind of start from a place that you're doing nothing about it and you're kind of thumbing your nose, and then you kind of work backwards and say, no, here's a timeline of all the things we've done. And I think they really responded well to that. So I think they understand we've been working on it, and they were happy with the progress, I think.
Yeah, I think.
We probably are still going to have an agreed order just for the legal reasons because of the permitting piece. But I think they were pretty flexible with what was inside that agreed order because we keep working on it. We also, as you well know, we've approved the TRE plan, or at least the investigation, if you will, through EnviroScience. And I think they're going to be putting together an actual official plan.
I got that today.
Okay. That will line up with the agreed order. So, and they actually were on the phone in our meeting too. So again, I think it went about as good as it could have with a meeting with IDEM in Indianapolis, and they seem to be pretty pleased with where we were at. We still have a toxicity issue we had to figure it out, but I think it ended up being a lot better than what it could have been. So, good. Questions of Mike?
No.
Thank you, Marcia.
Nothing.
RC.
Yeah, if you guys recall, we had a Sergeant Huddleston from the Indiana Army National Guard in here last week or the week before, or
last meeting,
requesting the back school closure. Mm-hmm. Okay, he was in Monday and talked to Tom and I about one of his vendors. It takes an hour to get his equipment heated up. He was wanting to know if he could bring that in, let him bring it in and park it in front of the bank early, or if not, because of traffic, if he could just have the streets close an hour earlier. That means they'd be closing at 11 during the farmer's market.
Oh, gotcha. So it's Saturday morning?
So could we just
block off 3 or 4 spaces or whatever it's going to take to get the trailer in there on Saturday morning before people park there?
Well, I think that's kind of what we thought, but he didn't know whether that'd be a traffic problem. And Gary wasn't here, and Tom talked to him too.
Yeah, it's I believe it was Guardies, and they have to get their fryer heated up. And part of our, like Thor's concern was if they don't mark off those parking spots prior to the time frame, they may not have those parking spots available for them, number one. And number two, having a food truck parked along the road, is it going to be a traffic hazard, especially one that's doing such, you know, such a thing as heating up hot oil with employees in there? If it gets bumped by a car, you got a problem there. So just a lot of, there was some concerns, but I also get, when in talking to, I can't remember, Huddleston?
Scott. Yeah.
Sergeant Huddleston. He didn't think about the prep time of something like a food truck needing time to get heated up.
Yeah. I mean, to me, if there's cones around it and stuff, I mean, we've not had a food truck hit that I can remember, at least in my time, and maybe before that, but we've had a fire truck, but that's a different story. So, so I guess my preference would be we block off the spots before Farmer's Market opens up and stuff. So early, maybe we do it in third shift. The police officers do it the third shift there, and they block off those spots so that there's room available, and
I think
you're good with that?
It'd be better to maybe bring it up towards north side or something so people aren't coming around the corner and right there it is.
That's fine. It doesn't matter to me as long as it fits what kind of they were outlining.
Yeah, they just didn't know.
That's fine. It doesn't matter to me where we put them. It being the safest place is the best place. So,
no problem with that. Gary or Thor work with them then.
Yeah.
Tom, will that be protrude out on the sidewalk, or is that thing going to stay on the road?
He was saying that everything should be contained within the parking space out just off of the sidewalk.
Okay.
So it wouldn't be any different than a parked car, you know, being there, but. Just a concern of not having the parking spots available for them if we don't make it earlier than what he'd requested when he realized it. He's like, oh, crap. Mm-hmm.
maybe consider vacating a spot so it's empty all the time, because that'd be a blind spot, if you understand what I'm saying. I just don't want somebody to walk dart out in the street, you know, between the two vehicles.
Oh, you're saying leave an extra spot.
An extra spot that at least, you know, they have ability to see them or get stopped. It's more of the safety side. I mean,
if you go next to Oakey Alley either side, then they're going to have space there, right? Right? So let's try to gear them toward that. So that would be the north side area or whatever.
Okay.
That makes sense. Yeah, I like that.
Thank you.
Thank you. And while it's Rosie's turn, I want to congratulate Rosie on 56 years at the City of Columbia City today. Three under the bus all around.
Yeah.
okay. Obviously, a lot of things happening right now. Good stuff. Really kind of excited about it. I will be gone the next 2 days for Indiana Conference of Mayors down in Columbus. They started today, but I wanted to spend more time with you guys, so I decided to hang out here. but I do know Nathan's here, and so I want to give him an opportunity before we kind of before I finish my place. Of you want to have our conversation, or do you want to? What do you want to do?
If we can set up a time to do it.
Okay.
So it's not a public meeting.
Okay, that's fine. We can figure that out. So. So, in any case, though, I know, Nathan, you have a couple of things that for council tonight, right?
Yeah.
A couple of rezonings or whatever. So, okay, that's what I figured. So, but yeah, lots of good things happening. We've been talking to a couple of different developers that have an interest in building here in Columbia City, which is great. Housing developers, and so a lot of good things rolling down the hill here. So, good stuff. Walt?
I have nothing.
Nicole?
Nothing.
Audience? Brad? Okay, we'll call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.